Well, praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. I want to invite you to our Holy Convocation 2015. This year, our theme is Power to Be Effective Witnesses. And so as our fellowship gathers, we're going to look at the Word of God and teach the people how to become more effective in their witnessing for Christ. How do we reach the lost so Christ can be glorified? This year, our special guest preachers will be Bishop David Evans of Bethany Baptist Church of Lindenwald, New Jersey. Our dear friend Bishop Evans comes to bring us a relevant word of God, and we're looking forward to the time we spend with him.
If I believe day and night, if I believe hot and cold, if I believe summer and winter, why do I struggle in my faith with seed time and harvest?
On Thursday night, Pastor Arlington Medley will be with us. And this man of God brings a word that both encourages us and causes us to seek God more.
God has come in my life in a certain way that's now everything to me.
And on Friday night, yours truly, Bishop Eric Lambert, will be bringing the word of God. And I'll be focusing on how to be an effective witness in these last days.
You gotta learn how to review simple things so that when big stuff comes, your faith is already taken care of.
During the week, we're going to have seminars and sessions during the daytime so that you, the people of God, can come together, hear the word of God, and receive food to grow up. This is an exciting time, and we want you to share in our holy convocation. Now, those dates are August the 12th through the 14th. And this year, by the grace of God, we'll be meeting at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Pastors, congregations, friends of this ministry, those who watch our broadcast, we invite you to come and share with us. I'll be seeing you at Holy Convocation 2015.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Because the devil believes, but he doesn't believeth. And so Jesus says, you don't just say one time, I'm healed. You keep saying it because you believe it. The phrase must be very definitive. The Christian does not say, I'm going to be healed. The Christian says, I am healed. The Christian does not say, I'm going to be saved. And since Isaiah tells us that healing and salvation were both paid for on the cross, that means that just as you are healed and saved, it's all together. One does not happen without the other, according to Isaiah 55. And then when you get over to Matthew, Matthew specifies the Hebrew nouns. The King James says he took our sorrows, he took our griefs. But in Matthew, it says he took my sicknesses and took my diseases. Why? Because the writer to Matthew defines the words of Isaiah. And so now I would have to ask you, if you are a believer, why are you sick? Because you believe you're sick. And you talk it. If you went to the word of God like you go to your pills, if you went to God like you go to your medicine, I do not suggest to you that you should not take your medicine. The same doctor that put you on it can be the same doctor to take you off of it. But at some point in your physical assessment, you've got to start saying, I am healed. And in conjunction with that bold declaration, you have to even tell body parts to line up. You tell that disc, get back where you belong. The doctor said, you got a bulging one. All right, it ain't bulging no more. By stripes, I'm healed. Get back where you belong. But because our minds have become so inundated with negative thoughts, we accept what the world says. And that's why Jesus throws this phrase in here, shall not doubt in his heart. And since the heart doesn't feel, since the heart neither confirms or denies the word of God, one must dig into the meaning of the term cardia. While we understand the Latin word for cardia is cardiac, where we get anything dealing with the heart. But they use that word, but Jesus wasn't saying don't doubt in your cardia. Jesus was saying don't doubt in your mind and heart connection. In other words, don't go by feelings and don't go by what you think. Go by what God says. And eventually, see, here's what happens. If we go by what we're feeling and what we think, we turn the word of God so that it begins to go along with what we say. But when we go with the word of God and keep believing and saying the word of God, it'll turn what we feel and what we think into what God is already saying. So, my brothers and sisters, what I am revealing to you today, you can change your circumstances by an infusion of the word of God. Go to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to show you how God doesn't require anything of you that he has not demonstrated. And if your heart can stand it, go to Genesis 1. And see, you listen, when you go to church with Jesus, you don't get theology. See, you listen to what I'm teaching you? I'm giving you Hebrew and Greek verbs. I'm parsing those verbs. I'm structuring those verbs. I'm extrapolating nouns. Jesus is going to get up and say, see the birds? See the flowers? You will be sitting there talking about, I want something deep. He said, all right, go down to the river and catch a fish. So you get your deepness now, but when you get to heaven, ain't nothing deep in heaven. Oh my God, I need meat. You get over there and I'll send you some quail. Moses said, God, I have 600,000 men beside women and children. He said, if we killed every cow that we have, we won't have enough meat for these people. The King James says, is the Lord's arm shortened? Scratch that. The Living Bible says, when did I become weak? Boy, that just insults you, don't it? He said, you go tell them I'm going to give them enough meat to last them for 2 months. Moses said, if we kill every cattle, every piece of cattle, everything we have, it won't be enough. God said, when did I become weak? And I'm asking you that right now. When did God become weak? When has any medical diagnosis overrode God's ability? I'll tell you when. When you agreed with the diagnosis and ignored the word of God. If you read that text in Numbers, it says that, you know what brought the quail? Wind. And what is wind a type of? The Holy Spirit. What is God saying? That your blessings, deliverance, and healings comes with the wind of the Holy Spirit. And how do I get him to blow? Watch this. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, here's what happens. After reading that passage, in parentheses, put the word how. Because in Genesis 1:1, Moses is just telling you that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. How? Then he goes on. And the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In other words, the earth was in a chaotic mess. Amen. It looked like South Street at Mardi Gras. It was horrible. Darkness, void. And it was so bad that the Spirit of God, the King James takes the verb, the Hebrew verb, and translates it moved, and it should be translated hovered. It hovers. In other words, everything was so bad, even the Spirit of God couldn't do anything, comma, yet. The term to hover suggests that he's waiting for direction. And who's the Spirit of God? God. God is hovering over your stuff. He's hovering over your doctor's reports. He's hovering over your finances. He's hovering over your situation. Like Genesis 1, he's waiting. And the next verse says, and God, he's waiting for you to say something. Now watch, not just anything. It has to be in line with what he can do. God is not waiting for you to complain because he can't work with complaining. God isn't waiting for you to murmur and fault find. He can't work with that. But he's waiting for you to speak according to his will over that situation. You speak to the sickness, I am healed. You speak to the brokenness, by his stripes I'm healed. You speak to the defeat, by his stripes I am healed. Then you speak to the poverty. My God shall supply what I need. You speak to the poverty. You don't bring your bills to the altar. You lift them before God. And you say, I'm speaking that you are going to supply all that I need. What happens when you do that? Read the text. And God said, light be. And... but something is strange. Something is strange. Because in verse 4 or 3, there was light. Verse 4, he saw the light and saw that it was good. That's why men love darkness, because their deeds are bad. And then it says he divided the light from the darkness. But something is interesting. Because he called the light day and he called the darkness night. But then when you go over to the 14th verse, it says, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Already day and night. He said, and let them, the lights, be for signs and seasons, days and years. Verse 16. And God made two lights, and the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. But yet we're told over in verse 3 and 4 that he made light, but then when we get to 14, 15, 16, and 17, and 18, he talks about the sun and the moon. What light is in verse 3? If there's no sun and moon until the fourth day, then what light comes out in verses 3 and 4?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise.